Well, greetings everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Holy Putin? Why would I give this title to today's program? Well, if you keep listening, you will very soon discover why I entitled this program Holy Putin. First of all, let me read to you from an article which was published by Reuters on October the 3rd, saying the following. Russia's Prime Minister Vladimir Putin said he wants to bring ex-Soviet states into a Eurasian Union in an article which outlined his first foreign policy initiative as he prepares to return to the Kremlin as the country's next president. Putin said the new union would build on an existing customs union with certain satellite countries, which from next year will remove all barriers to trade, capital, and labor movement between the three countries. We are not going to stop there and are setting an ambitious goal to achieve an even higher integration level in the Eurasian Union, he said. He also said that the new union would be a supranational body. I repeat that, a supranational body which would coordinate economic and currency policies between its members. Well, but that isn't all. That isn't all. I have an article here by The Telegraph, dated October 4, saying this. Vladimir Putin has said he wants to forge a Eurasian Union on the vast swath of territory that used to be the Soviet Union to compete with the European Union. That's very interesting to note. And then he says, speaking 6 months before he reassumes the Russian presidency for the third time, Mr. Putin said he wanted to create a global power bloc that would straddle one-fifth of the Earth's surface and unite almost 300 million people. And he also pointed out that the collapse in 1991 of the Soviet Union was, quote, the greatest catastrophe of the 20th century. My friends, we have explained to you for quite a while that the Bible prophesies that we are going to see a huge collaboration, confederacy, however you want to call it, between many countries in the far eastern lands, including Russia, including China, including countries like Japan, India, even Pakistan. Here's an article by China's People Daily, dated September 23, saying this. High-ranking military officials from China and Russia held talks here on Friday, pledging to further step up bilateral military cooperation between the two countries. And this is ongoing. If you just go to the internet and you just do some studies insofar as collaboration is concerned between China and Russia and Japan, you'll be surprised how many treaties they have already signed, all the way going back to 2001 and even prior to that. But what was really alarming to me was when I was reading the following article, which was published by Der Spiegel Online on September 29, which gives you a flavor as to what the Russian people think about Vladimir Putin. It's alarming, it's distressful, it is very controversial. It's almost unbelievable. But at the same time, we also know that things have happened like that before. This article says, Mother Futina prays to Vladimir Putin. Her sect in a village east of Moscow honors Russia's once and future president as a reincarnation of St. Paul. The group represents, notice, a rising trend in Russia. Mother Futina considers herself as a reincarnation of John of Arc. Just as Saul persecuted Christians before his conversion to Paul, she believes Putin once beset the faithful as a Soviet KGB officer. We all know that he was a spy in East Germany, spying for Russia. It goes on to say the Soviets blew up churches or replaced them with swimming pools, but when he became president, she says, the Holy Ghost came to him. Since then, Putin leads his flock wisely, just as the apostle did. It goes on to say that across Russia, popular affection for Putin has started turning to religious worship. the country's top rabbi, swooned a few months ago that Russians had every reason to ask God to bless you. Every day and every hour you do good for any number of people, you save hundreds and thousands of worlds. Also, Vladislav Zhurkov, the influential deputy chief of the Kremlin administration, sees in Putin, quote, a man whom fate and the Lord sent to Russia. He goes on to say in this article that in Putin's hometown of St. Petersburg, a proliferation of posters once showed the prime minister as an angel. In fact, the angel Michael, apparently it was, and they were replacing the face of a cherubim and put Putin's face on it. And then it says that in an act of state self-sacrifice last week, President Medvedev recommended to a party congress that Putin should replace him as a presidential candidate and ultimately as president in 2012. The 11,000 delegates and party members of United Russia cheered like true believers in Moscow's Ice Palace at what amounted to a coronation mass. Mother Futina believes the people have no choice anyway. God has appointed Putin to Russia to prepare for the coming of Jesus Christ, she says. To me, coming originally from Germany, this brings up parallels to the fascination of the German people with Adolf Hitler. There is no doubt about that. This is exactly how the people looked at Adolf Hitler, literally worshipping this man. We have the same trend now in Russia. And interestingly enough, thinking in terms of this collaboration between Russia and China and Japan and other places, which of course has to culminate in a leadership, we should think twice before we neglect and dismiss Putin as such a man. At the same time, the Bible also tells us that there will be two very prominent figures arise in Europe, a religious figure and a military figure called the Beast and the False Prophet. But they both, according to the book of Revelation, will be worshipped by the masses. In addition, the Bible tells us that ultimately a military confrontation will occur between a United States of Europe on the one hand and a United Confederation, so to speak, of Asian countries, including Russia, China, Japan, and so on the other hand. This is clearly described in the book of Daniel. It is clearly described in the book of Revelation in at least two separate places prior to the return of Jesus Christ. So what we are seeing here, my friend, is extremely astonishing when we think in terms of what is prophesied in Scripture. People will worship other people to their own detriment. The only one who is worthy of worship is God the Father and Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ will return to bring an end to the madness of wars and false worship. But people are not going to like that. And they are going to actually get together to fight against the returning Jesus Christ. Believe that or not, your Bible makes this very clear. And wherever you are, wherever you live, please make sure that you are not falling prey to these demonic forces which are going to inspire the people to worship other people, people who are not worthy of admiration, let alone worship at all. Thanks very much, and until next time, this is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.